It's time to link up for Isthmus and That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Oh, just get the right mic. Good morning to Desley Simpson. Morena.
Morena, Johnny. How are you this morning?
Good. It looks like a beaut day out there. Now, we're going to start off this morning. There's a Manukau Harbour Symposium happening Saturday the 31st of May out at Green Bay High School, where a bunch of scientists, Indigenous leaders and community groups are all joining together to explore solutions and share ideas for restoring and protecting New Zealand's second largest harbour. What do you see as the most urgent environmental or infrastructural challenges currently facing the Manukau Harbour, and how is the council prioritising its response?
Well, wow, that's a big question. Okay, so yes, our wonderful Manukau is one of Auckland's three harbours, and it is the second biggest. Just out of interest, the biggest is actually not the Waitemata, it's Kaipara. There we go. But it's a very important harbour, and it's home to more than 50,000 birds, and it's a habitat for the Maui dolphins. And look, it's ecologically and culturally important as well. But the issues of the harbour with long-term use from the impacts of sort of population growth and stuff have caused some issues. Historical contamination from industry and agriculture, and of course balancing the uses between kind of recreation, shipping, fishing, conservation, climate change, all those things. So back last year in June, about this time last year, it's actually June, we had around the town hall table under our Planning, Environment and Parks Committee, we adopted a long-term vision and environmental outcomes for the harbour. Because we do similar things for the Waitemata, for example, but we need to sort of strengthen what happens in the Manukau. And we have a Manukau Harbour Forum, and that is made up of local board members. If you ever want to know how important a local board member is, here is a really important reason to get involved in local boards. So there are 9 local boards, from Waitakere Rangers through to Franklin. They all border the Manukau Harbour, right? And they sort of hosting this Manukau Harbour Forum that's coming up in Green Bay. But they also look at the monitoring of the harbour and how it sort of functions. So we do things like regular water testing, we do sediment sampling, we do ecological surveys. And have we seen improvement as a result of this group, you know, looking after the harbour? Yes, we have. We've seen enhanced stormwater, we've seen restoration of wetlands, we've seen more kind of community awareness and engagement in harbour protection. But the symposium will actually come along and look at some of the results of the new work that's been done and present that to the wider community.
Now, just on the harbour health, with ongoing issues like illegal dumping and water pollution, what new or strengthened enforcement or community initiatives have been considered to improve the health of the harbour?
Well, actually, just all around contamination. Look, we've got a lot of community groups that help around the harbour, but at the end of the day, we really need to do more in looking after the health. Look, you know, they say, you know, if the harbour's good ecologically, our people are good. Mm. And that's what we need to invest some of our time and energy into, definitely.
How do you plan to balance the demands for urban growth and infrastructure development and the need to protect and regenerate the harbour's ecosystems?
Well, that's the big question, right? You've got to make sure that when you do have housing growth and economic growth, you do balance that with looking after the environmental protections. And that's exactly what the forum does. And it's just making sure that we don't let all the runoff go into the harbour. I mean, that's one of the big environmental problems that happens in our harbour, what is intensification and the runoff from housing, et cetera, around that.
All right, if people want to check out the Manukau Harbour Symposium, it's Saturday the 31st of May at Green Bay High School, and also the week before there is a related clean-up event, Love Your Harbour Day, which is going to take place the week before in Mangere. Now, just onto local body elections, they're happening a bit later this year. But Desley, the council is encouraging residents to consider standing in the upcoming local elections. What the heck is
this? Absolutely.
Okay.
Biggest job interview Aucklanders will give people in about 6 months' time. Mm-hmm. It's really exciting. And look, just to be clear around that, so this is a real chance for Aucklanders to choose the people that they believe will hold our organisation to account and deliver outcomes for them. So we all know that at the top of the tree is the mayor, and he's the only person elected from throughout the whole region, right? The very top of Auckland to the south. He is responsible, he, she, they, them, is responsible for having a vision for Auckland, leading the development of council plans and policies and budgets, and they chair the governing body, appoints a deputy mayor, that's a very important thing to do, and establishes all the committees. So they're the major visionary, what they think the council as a whole should do. Then, of course, they can't do anything without 10 votes. So around that table in the town hall, led by the mayor, come the councillors. They're full-time roles, just like the mayor, and there's 20 of those, and they come from 13 sections. So the city is divided into 13 sections with regards to councillors. Some sections, like Howick, Albert Eden, they have two councillors representing them because they're big population blocks. Other areas, like the area that I'm currently voted in from, have one councillor, right? And so they're responsible for sharing that vision from the mayor, working together to put those things that the mayor is championing across the line. Mm. You know, setting rates, working on budgets, expenditure, savings, you know, what to spend the money on and how to meet both current and future needs from things like infrastructure and public services and regulations. So that's really important, the mayor and the councillors. But absolutely, equally as important is a role for 151 people across the Rohe, across the Motu, you know, and that is local boards. Hmm. There are 21 of them.
What experience do you need to run for a local council candidate?
Well, blooming common sense is one of them,
okay.
You know, to be honest. Look, at council law level, there is no doubt.
Is it voluntary? Is this a voluntary position?
Oh, no. No, okay. You get paid. And, you know, it's slightly, councillors have a base salary. That's the mayor has a salary. Hmm. Councillors have a base salary and they can be paid a little bit more for the extra.
How do you assess if you're a good fit for the role? Is it just there's something in your local community that you want to change and so you run?
Well, I think, yeah, if you're really passionate about, from the local board perspective, if you're really passionate about local issues, local parks, your local pool, your local sports fields, you know, you want to determine when the dogs can go off-leash, on-leash, and all those kind of really, you know, whether we need a new playground locally. Local boards are incredibly important, but they're part-time roles. So you can actually be a local board member and have another job.
Yes.
So there are local board members, and then there's deputy chairs and chairs of those local boards. But look, the big thing is to go along and find out a little bit more. If it's piqued your interest and you don't like who you've got or you think you'd be really good, what we've got coming up in the next couple of weeks are some drop-in sessions.
Okay.
Where you
when
will
and
be
where?
Able to go along. They're different depending on where they between where you live. They're all on the Vote Auckland website. That's voteauckland.co.nz. So I mean, I can tell you that on Wednesday there's a start off in the Central City Library. Out at East there's one at Botany Library. North there's one at Takapuna Library. South there's one at the Mangere Town Centre Library. West there's one in Glen Eden Library. So they're all over the show. And you can go along and talk to people who have got no skin in the game, completely, you know, independent, they're not current elected members, about what's involved. And I think that's really important. The other thing I would do is talk to someone that you know is involved and kind of knows council quite well and discuss it with them. You know, might be someone from your local area, it might be someone from outside your area.
Yes.
But anyone can put their hand up. And then, you know, you've got to just write a little blurb about yourself and submit it in time for the elections and off you go.
Okay.
Whoopee.
All right. So, get some hands-on experience with local council.
I can tell you, having done local board work in the past and being a councillor, it is so rewarding. Absolutely. Excellent. The most fantastic job you'd ever have.
All right. Hey, Desley, once again, what was the website where people can have a look at this?
VoteAuckland.co.nz. All the info is there.
All right, mate. Hey, thank you very much for this morning. We'll look forward to catching up in a couple of weeks' time.
No worries, Johnny. Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.